Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man has been arrested and over 17,000 euro worth of suspected cocaine seized in Carrigans. Sinn Féin's deputy leader says the importance of a combined opposition to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael formed the party's decision to back Catherine Conley in the presidential election. The NI Assembly has been told that the A5 is more than lines and maps or figures on a balance sheet, but rather by people in the northwest. And inquiries are continuing following a report of a suspicious man on what is believed to have been a school in County Derry. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Chris Ashmore at about 5:15. First news this evening. A man has been arrested and over 17,000 euro worth of suspected cocaine seized in Carrigans. A search of a property was carried out in the village at around 7 a.m. on Friday. It was part of Operation Tara and Garda Síochána's National Anti-Drug Strategy. The man, aged in his 20s, has since been released without charge, pending a file to the DPP. The suspected cocaine has been sent for further analysis. Gardaí say investigations are continuing. The Taoiseach says he doesn't believe a narrow field is a bad thing when it comes to the presidential election. There may be as few as three candidates on the ballot for next month's election. Gareth Sheridan is unlikely to be eligible to contest the election after he failed to secure a nomination from Offaly and Meath County Councils today. Speaking in New York, Taoiseach Simon Harris says it may be a return to elections of the past.
We've had a different number of presidential candidates in different elections. When Mary Robinson, who we've just been speaking about, ran for president, there were three candidates on the ballot: Mary Robinson, Brian Lenehan, and Austin Curry. So sometimes there's been quite a number of candidates, sometimes there's been a smaller number of candidates. Like, the rules are there. They're there in black and white. And anybody who wants to be president needs to play by the rules and engage with the rules.
Sinn Féin's deputy leader, meanwhile, says the importance of a combined opposition to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael formed the party's decision to back Catherine Conley in the presidential election. Donegal deputy Pearse Doherty says while his name was in the mix after Mary Lou MacDonald confirmed she would not be running, he says his role is to continue to challenge the government. He told today's 9 till noon show that his place is very much in the Dáil.
You know, the thing for us in Sinn Féin was, first of all, to make the strategic decision as to whether we stand ourselves or whether we stand or whether we support Catherine Conley. That was really the only alternative that was there. And obviously, when Mary Lou made it clear that her name was not in the offering, then that put focus in relation to myself. So, of course, my name was in consideration. I believe that I have a huge role to play, along with Mary Lou and the rest of the leadership, in challenging this government and replacing this government at the earliest opportunity in the next election. And look, I have unfinished work here in terms of Donegal, and I know people right across, and I really, really thank them for all the messages and support in different ways. But there was a very much, I must say, overwhelming view there. People wanted me in the Dáil. People wanted me to challenge and campaign and fight for them and be their champion on different issues. And I'm going to continue to do that, but that isn't my ambition. My ambition is actually to lead along with Mary Lou, along with other parties of the left. And I think this is a good example of Sinn Féin. Yes, we could have thrown our hat in the rings. Yes, we're conscious of the polls where we were kind of very well up there in terms of the presidential race. We could have done that, but we actually see the importance of a combined opposition and the importance of that.
Elsewhere, Aintree and Donegal have confirmed they are supporting Maria Steen in her presidential bid. Donegal chairperson Rebecca McDade says she's the obvious choice.
We need someone who will be fair, who will be educated in their field, which she absolutely is. She knows the Constitution. She will understand the importance of upholding the Constitution, and that's something that we need very, very strongly in the Oireachtas and in the presidential position. She's definitely the best candidate for that. Of all of the candidates that I can see so far, she's definitely the best.
The Taoiseach says Hamas should not be an option in the future of a Palestinian state. Micheál Martin is among world leaders who have gathered at a summit in New York to discuss a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine. Presidential hopeful Catherine Conley has told the BBC Hamas is a part of the fabric of the Palestinian people. But Taoiseach Micheál Martin says people should condemn the militant group.
You know, if we're trying to chart a future for a Palestinian state with guarantees for Israel into the future, well, then Hamas is not that option, because Hamas has consistently refused to recognise an Israeli state and are vowed and committed to the elimination of an Israeli state.
Well, Foyle MLA Sinéad McLaughlin has told the Assembly today that the recognition of Palestine is long overdue. She rejected the assertion that recognition of Palestine is recognition of Hamas.
The British government's decision to recognise the state of Palestine was long overdue. After months of bombardment, the starvation of an entire population and the deliberate destruction of civilian life, this recognition is not a triumph. It is the bare minimum owed to a people whose very existence is under threat. The Palestinian people are not Hamas. They are families enduring famine, children buried under rubble, parents searching for food and safety. They are a nation whose rights have been denied for generations. Recognition means nothing if it is not followed by urgent action, an immediate and lasting ceasefire, unrestricted humanitarian aid, and accountability for those who violate international law. The world must insist to an end to the illegal occupation and on a future where Palestinians and Israelis alike can live in dignity and security. This is not about political gestures. It's about saving lives now.
The Northern Ireland Assembly has been told that the A5 is more than lines and maps or figures on a balance sheet, but rather by people in the northwest. Over 50 people have died on the route since a project was first announced in 2007. An SDLP motion moved this afternoon expressed regret that the Minister for Infrastructure and executive colleagues failed to take the necessary actions to ensure that the A5 upgrade could withstand legal challenge, and in turn it calls on the executive to ensure it begins construction by the end of this assembly mandate. An appeal against the quashing of planning approval for the long-awaited infrastructure project is due to be heard in December. Moving his party's motion, West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan had a clear message.
This executive must guarantee today that construction will begin within this mandate, that families in Tyrone and Derry and Donegal cannot be told once again to wait a little longer. And let me say this directly to the ministers who have failed. Every month that passes without progress, you are responsible for the risk people face on that road. Every time another family is left grieving, the responsibility is not abstract. It lies with those who have had the power to act but have chosen not to. The A5 is no luxury. It is not an optional extra. It is essential. It is a matter of saving lives and restoring fairness and of showing whether this Assembly is capable of delivering for the people we represent. So 50 lives have been lost, Mr Speaker. 2.1 billion and rising is the cost. Three failed attempts. Years upon years wasted, families grieving, communities angry, businesses held back, and all because Sinn Féin could not do their job. Enough is enough, Mr Speaker. The excuses must end, the delays must stop, the bungling must stop, the Assembly must finally deliver. Do your job and get this road built.
Inquiries are continuing following a report of a suspicious man at what is believed to have been a school in County Derry. Police have confirmed that extensive checks were carried out in response to the report at around 11 a.m. today in the Glensheen Road area. There have been no further reports of any sightings. Police say they are working to establish the circumstances and are appealing to anyone with information to contact them on 101. The Education Minister says a new primary school curriculum is about children learning resilience. The new programme includes a reform of wellbeing and SPHE modules, as well as the introduction of European languages and a greater emphasis on STEM subjects. Helen McEntee says a new focus on music, art and drama will make learning fun again. She says schools will be supported with the changes, which will be phased in from September 2026.
This isn't a curriculum that's going to be rolled out over 1 year or 2 years or even 3 years. This is a curriculum that from this year will give schools and teachers the ability to look at the framework, to understand it, to see how it then fits into their school environment.
The cost of buying a second-hand three-bedroom semi-detached house in Donegal has jumped by 19%. According to the Real Estate Alliance, the average cost is now over €200,000. The average selling price for a three-bed semi-detached property in Bundoran this quarter is €210,000, up 2.4%, while prices in Milford rose by 2.6% during the same period to €195,000. That figure is up 30% annually. An independent investigation has found no evidence that a Strabane man killed by the Provisional IRA was an informer. Damien McCrory was abducted, interrogated and killed by the IRA on October the 7th, 1985. The Irish News has highlighted the findings of Operation Canova. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The IRA accused the 20-year-old of providing information that led to the deaths of three Republicans, Charles Breslin, and brothers Michael and David Devine, who were shot and killed by the British Army in Strabane. The report reveals that McCrory's family later received a confession letter. However, Operation Canova concluded that this confession was likely coerced. McCrory, who was believed to have had learning disabilities, was unable to read or write. The investigation suggests he was likely told he would be released if he admitted to being an RUC informant, leading to a false admission. Many people who knew McCrory stated he would not have been capable of the actions he was accused of.
The CEO of Spree August Sporting, Karen Dunnes, says the benefit of the Tusnua project will be felt right across Inishowen. Pre-tender approval was announced in recent days by Minister Dara Cleary for the €9.6 million multi-use hub in the town centre, which will see the transformation of the old McDonough & Co site at Churchland Quarters by Donegal County Council in partnership with Spree August Sport. Helen Nolan says the project will showcase the difference rural regeneration can make.
Spree can't really grow or develop much more without it, Donal. So the Tusnua project will see a lot of co-working space being developed within the Mary Read building, a lovely community space downstairs. There'll be a changing places toilet, there'll be public toilets there, and as well as a community kitchen, a much bigger digital creative lab. The Tusnua project is about creating an ecosystem where business, enterprise, digital technology and youth can all come together, and it'll be like a really shining example here in Carndonagh of what can be achieved in terms of rural regeneration.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest's leading supplier for GAA clubs, at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with soccer, and there are two backlog games in the SSE Airtricity League First Division this evening. Finn Harps face Wexford at 7:45 at Finn Park in a crunch game as they bid to keep alive their playoff hopes. Manager Kevin McHugh will, however, have to shuffle things around once again as they have injuries and suspensions to deal with as they prepare to try and bounce back from Friday's defeat against Bray.
Yeah, it's tough, and you hope to get through these games maybe and get something out of them and not have injuries or suspensions, but unfortunately the worst case scenario has happened. We have injuries, we have suspensions, but as I said, we have to just move on. Wexford at home, who are chasing a playoff spot as well, so we have to be ready for them as well. We have players there to come in, and some of the younger boys are going to have to step up again and put it in for the last five games.
And there'll be live updates from Finn Park on Highland Radio with Dermot Doherty following the 8 o'clock news. Elsewhere, Athlone Town host Kerry. In the top flight, Shamrock Rovers have the chance to extend their lead to 10 points tonight. The Hoops face Waterford at the RSC. Shelburne go to Drogheda. St Pat's host Cork City, and Galway host Sligo Rovers. Meanwhile, Paris Saint-Germain forward Ousmane Dembele is among the favourites to win the men's Ballon d'Or in Paris tonight. Kylian Mbappe and Mo Salah are among the other players to be nominated. In Gaelic games, the venues and times for the semi-finals of the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Football Championship are now known. Gwydor will meet St Michael's at 5 o'clock on Saturday in O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, while on Sunday, Naebe Connell will take on Foremasters, also at O'Donnell Park, but with a 4 o'clock throw-in. Meanwhile, St Noel's will face Éireann Ballyshannon in their Senior Football Championship relegation playoff at Tyrconnell Park in Donegal Town at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Of course, all the big talking points from the championship and the ladies' games as well will feature in the DL debate with Brendan Devenny later this evening after the 7 o'clock news. In rowing, congratulations goes to Adam McKinley from Letterkenny, who won a bronze medal at the European University Rowing Championships in Poland while competing for Queen's University Belfast. He partnered Benedict Weiss to secure third place in the final of the lightweight double sculls over the 1K distance. And Ireland's Fintan McCarthy and Philip Doyle are through to the doubles semi-finals at the World Rowing Championships in Shanghai. In darts, Jack Porter of the Premier Darts Club in Letterkenny has won the coveted JDC Volts title and now qualifies for the JDC Volts finals in Coventry next weekend. And he's also qualified for the World Youth Junior Darts Championship finals in Gibraltar in November. In athletics, Finn Valley AC have retained the McGonagall Cup at the Champions Cup Cross Country that was held in Stranorlar yesterday. Jared Gallagher of Finn Valley AC and Helen McCready of Rosses AC claimed the Donegal Masters Cross Country titles, and the Finn Valley men won the team event, with Rosses ladies taking the team title there. On to racing, and jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall guided the favourite Starford to success in the €45,000 John Maguire Handicap, which was the feature event on day two of the Listowel Festival. Brown McMonagall missed 4 days due to suspension, and his winner today put him back 3 winners clear of Colin Keane in the Jockeys' Championship. Dylan explained that today's success was all very smooth in what was very testing ground.
I rode him in Cork in a maiden. Having won on him in any of his wins, it was Wayne and Chris did the work, so delighted to get my leg over him.
What was it like watching Colin booting in those winners, and did you feel under pressure coming back today?
No, there's no pressure. You wouldn't expect anything less from the champion. He's always going to get winners, and that's just the way it is. We just have to try and keep chasing if we can.
And that was pretty smooth, as you said there today. Never in any trouble at any stage.
No, he's very solid. He was bomb-proof, really. It was just a matter of keeping us smooth and out of trouble, and he was always going to pick them off.
On to motorsport, Formula One. Christian Horner will be able to return to Formula One next year after agreeing a multi-million pound exit from Red Bull. He was sacked from his role as team principal and chief executive in July, but only officially left today after settling his severance package. And in boxing, 2 Donegal boxers triumphed at the 2025 IABA National 17 Championships. Alicia Mullis Boyle of Dunloe Boxing Club won the 66 kg title, and Sean Doohan of Dunfanaghy Boxing Club won the 80 kg title. And finally, tickets have gone on sale for Rumble in the Hills Rising Stars, a boxing bonanza which will take place at the Aura Leisure Complex in Letterkenny next month. The event has been promoted by former world middleweight title challenger Jason Quigley of Shear Sports Management. And that date for that event, October the 18th. That is your Monday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. And returning to some news, Invest Northern Ireland says its Ambition to Grow programme has helped create good jobs and increase external sales across its northwestern and northeastern regional office networks. 40 companies have been supported, 22 of them in the northwest. Donal Kavanagh has more.
First launched in 2022, Ambition to Grow is intended to help micro, small and medium-sized enterprises create new employment and target customers outside of Northern Ireland. Des Gartland, Invest Northern Ireland's Northwestern Regional Manager, says since 2022, Ambition to Grow has helped over 40 companies across the Northwest and Northeast Regional Office Network, spanning from Strabane to Carrickfergus. These companies now plan to create 137 new jobs, selling products and services into new markets. The new external sales have the potential to generate £12 million of new business for these companies by 2027. In the Northwest, the programme has supported 22 companies with a projection of 66 new jobs and the potential for £5.2 million in business through new external sales.
Donegal County Council is being urged to work with other agencies to identify a permanent base for a youth club in the Twin Towns. Planet Youth has been renting space for a decade now. Hunter Patrick McGuigan says if the club is to stay in operation, it will need a permanent home. He's urging the council to sit down with those behind Planet Youth and discuss options.
What we agreed was we would ask all the sections of the council and even to work with other statutory agencies in the county that may have a site in the town or may have an old building or something. And as you know, the various grants is out there to you about turning old houses or old buildings into community spaces. So what we're asked now is the council to work with the planners and with the other economic development groups within the county, meet the youth club and then come back to us and try and see if we can sort of try and do something about this.
A man has been seriously injured after two people were struck by a trap being pulled by a horse on Benone Strand in Limavady. The man and woman received medical treatment at the scene following the incident at around 10:45 a.m. yesterday. They were subsequently transferred to hospital. A 66-year-old man arrested in connection with the investigation has since been released on bail to allow for further inquiries. Police are appealing for witnesses. Meanwhile, a police vehicle was damaged on Derry's waterside area over the weekend after a brick was thrown at it. Police were conducting additional patrols in the Strathfoyle area in response to concerns raised by the community about fireworks when a group of young teenagers threw a brick at the car, damaging the window. Police say the vehicle has been taken off the road for repairs, which will cost a considerable amount to fix, money which they say could be better spent enhancing patrols in the community. This behaviour is unacceptable, police say, and will not be tolerated. Weather now staying rather cloudy this evening, but it will be dry. Dry tonight also with clear spells while patches of mist and fog may form. Lowest temperatures of 1 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A man has been arrested and over 17,000 euro worth of suspected cocaine seized in Carrigans. A search of a property was carried out in the village at around 7 a.m. on Friday. Sinn Féin's deputy leader says the importance of a combined opposition to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael formed the party's decision to back Catherine Conley in the presidential election. Donegal deputy Pearse Doherty says while his name was in the mix after Mary Lou MacDonald confirmed she would not be running, he says his role is to continue to challenge the government. The Northern Ireland Assembly has been told that the A5 is more than lines and maps or figures on a balance sheet, but rather by people in the northwest. Over 50 people have died on the route since the project was first announced in 2007. And inquiries are continuing following a report of a suspicious man at what is believed to have been a school in County Derry. Police have confirmed that extensive checks were carried out in response to the report at around 11 a.m. this morning in the Glensheen Road area. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 22nd of September. The death has taken place of Margaret McCallion, Minta Halla, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Margaret's remains will repose at her residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of George Moore, Swilly View, Ballymaleel, Letterkenny. George's remains are reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15, going to Conwall Parish Church, Church Lane, Letterkenny, for 2 o'clock funeral service of Thanksgiving. Interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Immediate family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to Medical Aid and Palliative Care, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Bonnie Day O'Donnell, Ballyhillion, Mallon Head. Bonnie's remains are reposing at the home of James Joseph Doherty, the Guy, Ballyhillion, Mallon. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Star of the Sea Church, Mallon Head, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Seamus Doherty, Kinnaderry, Welshtown, Ballybuffet. Funeral from his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Kiltievoge Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.